Since last Friday's terrorist attacks in Paris, Republican presidential candidates and many of the nation's governors began pushing to keep Syrian refugees out of their states, out of the country. One of the first was Governor Rick Snyder, who declared he was putting refugee resettlement efforts in Michigan on hold until he's satisfied with federal screening procedures. Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson is demanding the city of Pontiac squash plans by developers to build a community center and housing for Syrian refugees and others in Pontiac. A short time ago, the House of Representatives voted to suspend the entry of Syrian and Iraqi refugees. That vote was 289 to 137, a veto-proof majority. The bill now heads to the Senate, where its future is less clear. But in Grand Rapids, Mayor George Hartwell sent a very different message this week in his statement at a city commission meeting. Mayor Hartwell, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Cynthia.
What was the message you wanted to send with your statement?
Well, I think the principal message is that this is a freedom-loving country and that we have a long, deep tradition of welcoming those who are seeking freedom and who more today needs the shelter of a country like ours, a state and a city like ours, than those who are fleeing the war in Syria. I mean, we see the images on TV every night of families, of children who have fled often in the dark of night as bombs were falling around them, and they're seeking respite, they're seeking freedom, they're seeking a place to call home, and that's what America is all about and always has been about.
Why did you feel that you needed to put this right out the way you did at the city commission meeting like this?
Well, I'm all too familiar. We are all too familiar with the aftermath of 9/11 and the way we as a country were all too willing to trade off rights, freedoms for security. The Patriot Act was a great example of that, in which we gave up precious rights and we turned against an entire people because we feared for our security. I wanted to say to the people of Grand Rapids, we can't be afraid. We have to be vigilant, and I'm convinced from even this week talking to the White House that we are and will be vigilant as a nation in screening anyone and everyone who comes into our country. But we simply can't live in such fear that we're prepared both to give up American rights and turn our backs on those who most need us.
Mayor, I want to quote a bit of your statement to you. You said to the commission, and this is the quote, "If we use this terror to turn xenophobic, to repel freedom-seeking people at our borders or look unkindly at those whose faith is other than our own, then the terrorists will have succeeded and the end of the American soul cannot be far away." And we do often hear it said, Mayor, you know, if such and so happens or stop happenings, then the terrorists win. But it is hard not to watch the scenes from Paris and think of it happening in our own cities, in our own streets. How do you balance what you've seen from Paris with your declared statement that you refuse to be afraid?
Well, I mean, thank you for that. It's terrifying when we see what happened in Paris. I sat in front of my television from about 6:30 on Friday night until late into the night, watching the scenes unfolding, and it is hard not to think if it could happen there, it could happen here. My point, Cynthia, is when we use that fear or our fear for our security to turn against others simply because they're different from us, their skin tone is different, their language is different, their culture is different, their religion is different. When we do that, we've walked away from what it means to be an American. I think we've walked away from what it means to be a human being. I believe, and I know most people believe, that we've got a responsibility to help our neighbor when our neighbor is in need. And my goodness, right now, there's no neighbor that's any more in need than the people of Syria.
Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson told Michigan Radio's Kate Wells that he wants to see the United States stop accepting any refugees or tourists from anywhere in the Middle East. Here's what he said.
I don't think I'm worried about Western Europe, traditional Western Europeans. but I will single out the Middle East.
But we ought to note, so far, the Paris attackers have been EU citizens, France and Belgium. But what would you like to say to leaders like Brooks Patterson who want to slam the door?
Well, I completely disagree. I've communicated that to the governor as well. We are a welcoming state. We've been a welcoming nation. I've declared Grand Rapids a welcoming city, and the governor has declared Michigan a welcoming state. And so for us to turn our backs on people now, I think, is just to abdicate what it means to be an American.
Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside, Mayor.
Thank you for having me.